Hello and welcome to our last Lectio Divina practice of the series and the season. I hope that this has been a formative and edifying experience for you. As we begin today, let's ask God to search us. Take a minute here to let the Spirit scan you. What areas are tight, tense, or coiled? Distant or numb? What do you feel tight-fisted about, hardened over, hesitant to share? Once when I was a kid, I had run into a mirror and cracked my tooth, and I was so embarrassed to show my mom that I was tight-lipped for the whole night. I couldn't talk or laugh or really engage, and it wasn't until I was able to show her the broken tooth that she was able to take me to the dentist and get it fixed. So what area do you wince at to share with God? Take a minute here. Thirty more seconds. Allow the Spirit to search you. Let's pray. From Psalm 139, search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there is any wayward way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Lord, you know me more than I know myself. You know even the areas I try to cover up or keep away from you. So I come before you today, open and honest with myself, knowing that you love me. I want to be close. I want to be near to you. So search me and lead me. I am open. In your name we pray. Amen. Today, we'll be reading from Luke 14, 1-5, from the NIV and the DRA versions. We begin with the NIV version. One Sabbath, when Jesus went to eat in the house of a prominent Pharisee, he was being carefully watched. There, in front of him, was a man suffering from abnormal swelling of his body. Jesus asked the Pharisees and experts in the law, "Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath or not?" But they remained silent. So taking hold of the man, Jesus healed him and sent him on his way. Then he asked them, "If one of you has a child or an ox that falls into a well on the Sabbath day, will you not immediately pull it out?" And they had nothing to say. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. What I love about Jesus is that he shows us the heart of the Father over the letter of the law. God is a God of mercy, and though he is righteous and he is holy, that doesn't contradict his mercy and his love. He is both. How does hearing about Jesus' action and his healing and the way he talks inform the way that you view God today? Take a minute to reflect and pray. 30 more seconds. Lord, what do you sound like? Do you sound more like Jesus to me? Or do you sound more like a Pharisee? Now let's listen again to the scripture from the DRA version. And it came to pass, when Jesus went into the house of one of the chief of the Pharisees on the Sabbath day to eat bread, and they watched him, behold, there was a certain man before him that had dropsy. And Jesus answering, spoke to the lawyers and Pharisees, saying, is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath day? But they held their peace. Jesus, taking him, healed him and sent him away. Answering them, he said, which of you shall have an ox fall into a pit and will not immediately draw him out on the Sabbath day? And they could not answer him to these things. Amen. Reading this passage, I am reminded how thankful I am that God is our judge and not the human courts. Thankful that Jesus stepped in on our behalf, even if it wasn't lawful or appropriate. Take the next 30 seconds here to thank the Lord for healing us, for intervening on our behalf, for bypassing all rules and regulations to come into our world and meet us where we are, to touch us, to heal us, to transform us. Take the next 30 seconds here. As PB taught at anniversary, dropsy was an illness that resulted in a painful and frustrating suffering. It is marked by an unquenchable craving for drink, though the body is already swollen with fluid. The more you drink, the more thirsty you become. Throughout history, dropsy has been paralleled with the spiritual ailment of greed, or really any addiction. Have you ever experienced this kind of insatiable hunger or desire that couldn't be quenched? The need for more money, more affection, more time, more success, more distraction, more alcohol, more porn, more food, more. Desire begets desire, and soon enough, we feel emptier than we did at the start. Or we look up and see just how far we have strayed from who we used to be and what we used to value. Take a minute here to reflect on what you used to fill yourself with before Jesus healed you. What was life like before? Who are you like before? More seconds. What were you like before Jesus healed you of your own personal dropsy? let's take a minute to reflect on how you've changed since Jesus has healed you. What can you do now that God has healed you from dropsy? What do you value? Who are you like? More seconds. What do you value now that God has healed you from dropsy? Jesus has saved us from our dropsy, from the infinite longing and thirst for things that will never satisfy. He has saved us from that ache, that metallic taste, that itch we could never scratch, that loneliness that could never be filled. Jesus has healed us. He has healed us by giving us His very self. Saint Augustine has famously said, "You have made us for yourself, O Lord, and our hearts are restless until they rest in you." Let's pray. Lord, we confess again that all of our fountains are in you. All thirst is quenched by your living water. All hunger is satisfied by your word. All ache is comforted, all longing met by your embrace. We rest in you, God, because there's no other place our souls would rather be. And from that place, from that posture, may we then be the hands and feet of our Lord Jesus Christ to a world aching for your presence, your light, your love, for you, Lord. In your precious name we pray. Thank you for joining us throughout this season of this Lectio Divina practice. Until next time.